Now, a world record attempt is about to get underway. GWR is hoping to break the record for the longest distance travelled by a battery-powered train. The retrofitted 1982 District Line train will leave the depot at Reading at about 10:30 tonight and is due back in tomorrow morning at just before 6:30, having travelled to London, Paddington, Oxford and back to Paddington before returning to Reading. It's all part of celebrations marking the 200th anniversary of the birth of the railways. And we can speak now live on LBC News to Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future. Bruce, great to get you on the programme this evening. Are battery-powered trains the future then?
Well, to some extent they are. I think that they're a valuable potential part of the mix. Generally speaking, as rail campaigners, we like electrification. Electric trains are faster, more reliable, they're cheaper to run, they're cheaper to buy, they don't pollute so much, they can use green energy, they can recycle the energy back into the grid, and so on. Now, battery trains obviously have limits because of the battery life, but there are certain applications, you know, like branch lines and maybe sort of filling in the gaps between electrified lines where battery trains have potentially quite a lot to contribute. So this is a great experiment.
Yeah, and this is where tonight's world record attempt comes in, because this would be the longest distance travelled by a battery-powered train.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think 200 miles, I mean, that's, you know, that's a considerable distance. That's almost like half the length of the country. So if it can do it, then, you know, that shows that it has great potential, perhaps more than we had thought, you know, perhaps more than just the branch lines. I mean, I suppose there is a fear that it will, you know, that it will be used as an excuse by the government to not electrify lines, because they can say, well, we can do it all on batteries now. And I suspect that they don't have the same top speed as an intercity train. And, you know, they take time to charge, even though there is some incredibly fast charging at stations. But, it's great and potentially, very impressive.
And, of course, this is all part of celebrations marking the 200th anniversary of the birth of the railways. As someone who loves the railways, Bruce, why is it important to mark that anniversary?
Well, I think, you know, railways, I mean, it's no exaggeration to say that they have transformed the world, and the railways drove the Industrial Revolution. It was a British invention. It started in this country. It's something we can be very proud of, something we gave the world. And without the railways, the world as we know it would be a very, very different place. And I can't imagine what it would be like. But like I said, because it drove the Industrial Revolution, a lot of the technology that we take for granted today might not have been developed anywhere near as quickly if we were still relying on canals and horses and carts and so on.
Bruce, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Bruce Williamson there from the campaign group Rail Future. That world record attempt gets underway at 10:30 this evening.
Where the news never stops. LBC News.